Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Ereš intervjuju. Tukaj v studiu so zdaj z nami Six Jams, zasedba iz Dunaja. Igra pa danes v Menzi pri Koritu, zvečer. Izdal so, prihajajo pa z novo ploščo, ki jo zazna s slovom Trouble Honey. Tokrat, prej smo slišali še single, zdaj pa kar začel z intervjujem. So, hello guys.
Hi.
Hello.
You finally arrived, huh?
Yeah.
With a lot of traffic, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're coming from Vienna.
Yeah, we all live in Vienna, all so, five of us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us maybe a little of the beginnings of the band?
Yeah, it was 2008 and our bassist, Flo, and Lucas, we decided to go to the cellar, to the underground in Vienna and try out what we can or what we want. I was singing in a Girl Riot band before and the other guys in a hardcore screamo band.
Okay.
And so it started, this whole Sex Jams thing started up, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you like all the same members of the group all the time?
We changed our drummer. And 2010, Wolfi from Mile Me Def and okay. Kipan and Volpeteris joined in second guitar.
All right.
So we're now five people. We started as three people, I can say. Yeah.
So what's like the rock scene in Vienna? Is this normal? Like the second guitarist came from the Killed by 9-volt batteries. Is this like normal that you swap or change the groups, or like you play in more groups at the same time?
I think at Wolfis it's normal. he plays in four bands or five, I don't know. But we wanted a guitarist who fits to us, like personal, like for our feeling,
okay.
And also has a sense for this kind of music that we're making.
Okay.
So that was very important, and yeah.
And you just recorded your second album.
Yeah.
And what was he playing on the first album also?
No.
This
was just the four of us. Like,
so you got a broader, wider sound now?
Yeah. With him, yeah.
And you have these noisy parts in your music, mm-hmm. but at the same time you have this popish component, mm-hmm. you know? So how you combine these two opposite edges?
Like it's bittersweet, you know, same as life. So we try to put that in music. I think that's what we want, and that's how we express ourselves. So mm-hmm. I think that's the thing. There's nothing more to say. Like I cannot talk about this musical mm-hmm. details. Like, oh, we wanted this, blah blah blah, because of that. I think that's the feeling how it is in Vienna and for us.
Okay.
To combine this poppy noise stuff and not just like how you say, just really softly and correctly produced, you know. This,
okay.
Yeah.
And your music has also this it has drive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
it goes and it's softly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you also expand this at the live shows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life for us, live playing is and was always important. So we also played our new songs live before we recorded it, and I think this soft, this riot stuff, and then the soft stuff, that's really important, especially for a show. Then
Okay. And you can you please tell me about this Siluch record?
Mm-hmm.
You released it there, your second album.
Yeah, we also released a CD of the first album there, and we met Bernhard from Silo Records at a show where we played, and he really enjoyed it, and then he asked us if we want to join the label.
Okay.
And then he brought out the first CD, and then we were talking about the second CD, and he also books us now and promotes us and brought out the CD. But the vinyl stuff is nice appeal, and it was also on the first record.
So you're going for a vinyl?
Yeah, we have vinyl already. Yeah,
okay.
Vinyl.
Nice.
Always, not only CDs. It would break our hearts. And yes,
okay.
And the guy sitting next to me did the artwork. It's Bernd Björn, and we're always happy to work with him because he nails it always.
And I have some free time right now, so I joined them.
Yeah.
To see. Like a few new cities and
so you just travel with the band and get some new new ideas for the covers
maybe also
for coming in next years.
We'll see.
But you're doing all in the on this do it yourself.
I think, let's say it like it's do-it-yourself stuff, but it's a big family who is working on this whole Sex Gems project. Like we're making the music, and Bernhard does the artwork, and Bernhard from Silo and Thomas are working for promotion booking, and filming like music videos are also friends of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's it, I think.
Okay.
Like we're all trying to work together and yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
And tell me a little about writing the songs. You do it as a group, or
yeah?
Yeah.
We all do it as a group, and we fight and we love each other.
jam, and then
we're jamming.
You're sex jams.
You know, yeah, sex jams. Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're jamming, and we have this. We have a song, and then I sing to it, and then we think, okay, it's cool, but what can we do with that? And then. Till everybody has to be feel comfortable with the songs, so we wouldn't do it if there is just one voice who says no, I don't want to do it. So it's a big circle. I say always like we spit in the circle and try to make a music bubble out of it. So that's
and
that's the thing.
Now you're on tour promoting your new record.
Yeah.
And when did the tour start?
The tour started. Today we're just joining, are on tour till Sunday.
Okay.
we have like kind of blocks. We're going in 3 weeks to Germany, then to Holland, also in Barcelona. And we played 4 shows in Vienna. We had last Friday our release show at the Garten Bau Kino. That was really cool. There were a lot of people and it was really fun. And we also play a couple of shows in Austria, and you also can check the dates on silo.com and on our Facebook site or sexchance.net. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are lots of shows ahead, and I love it.
Yeah, so I also like, I'm really interested in this because I don't know much of it, this musical scene in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
So is there like more bands as Sexjams? Is it like this noisy popish thing going on, or
what would you say?
I would say that there is a few, but most of this noisy poppy-ish music comes from like your circle and Wolfie's circle.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually from Graz, not from Vienna.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there are a few bands, but there is a lot of different styles of music, but the scene is kind of connected, I would say.
Yeah.
From garage punk to indie noise pop, something. Like there is sometimes very big band projects together, like for example the record from the Eternias.
We were like Eternias, they're friends of us as well, and they're not doing this noise stuff. But they're a really good band, and they released their LP this year, and they made a project where different kinds of bands or artists cover the songs, every song of their LP. We also did cover one song, and that's cool, and Wilhelm showed me the major label and released it on a cassette. As you said, there are many projects and people working together and doing music together, and but there are different styles.
Okay.
But we also play a show with a punk band, and think that's mixed, but this nice thing, as Bernie said, I think that's Wolfie and us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're connected with other bands,
yes,
and you jam together, play together
as well.
In this the other guitarist also plays in Mild Me Death.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, as a sex jam, combine his other things he does? Is it like he's not here right now, but maybe how he chooses the songs for his other projects than Sex Jams?
Mm-hmm. Wolfie is I can say Wolfie is like over 10 years in this music business, and he says that, I know that he says that he's the guitarist of Sex Jams, and Mild Me Death has always been his personal music project, where he writes the songs, where he releases over 500 songs via Mild Me Death, and I think that's a big, big project, Mild Me Death. And there is all his heart in it. But as he joined Sex Jams, he said he's so happy to be a guitarist, just not always have to be the mastermind of everything. So joining this democracy of 4 people talking about songs, talking about LP and stuff like that. So I think that's how he combines this and how we combine it. As well, at Mild Me Death, there is our bassist player and our drummer playing. Mm-hmm. So we can go on tour in one van,
Okay.
That's perfect. Yes.
And the sound of the band, it comes from the 90s. Yeah?
Yes.
Maybe, a little. But this is the sound of the past, but it's also, you have to sound fresh. So,
mm-hmm.
so how you combine this past and present?
I think it, this sound with the 90s, it just happened to us, I'm born 1988.
Okay.
So I was 8 years when Kurt Cobain died, I think, or 6, I don't know. I think you don't say, okay, I want to sound like the 90s, and how can I make that fresh enough to work in 2012 or 2013? I think that just comes out, and this is what we are. We're just doing it. That's how we are. That's our piece of art. That's our music thing. So eat this, okay? Mm-hmm. And when it sounds to you to the 90s, it's cool. I think sometimes I also get remembered, mm-hmm. but I think that's the kind of music that we all like and share and love. So I think that's a natural way how it's, yeah, mm-hmm. it's a natural production, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how the third album will sound like. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the 60s. I don't know. No.
I would like to ask you just before the end of the interview, because you're just like in the short of time. You were a singer like in other bands also.
I was singing at my mom's garage in the Girl Riot band, yes.
Okay.
Before, and
okay.
then I started to make music with Flo okay. and Lucas.
Okay. And what about the lyrics you sing about?
What they're about?
Is it like personal? Is it like you and the society? Is it like political movements?
It's political. It's about life. It's about living in Vienna. It's about everything. I think I write. I'm not that perfect artist that I can totally jump in a bubble and produce everything, and that doesn't comes out from me. So my lyrics totally come out from me. That's what I think, mm-hmm. and that what's happens. You know, I can't control it, but I think that's everything combined. It's about society, of course. This one song, I Call Myself a Rocket, is like the one kicks ass for. You know, this sexism stuff that's going on around, okay. you know. I think there are different channels, what I want to say.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, do you have anything to say for the public that's listening and maybe coming for a show? What will happen? What's going to be?
Yeah, just what will happen? I think every show is a surprise. I don't know. Sometimes I just lie on the floor and walk out of the room. Maybe, or I don't know, or I won't kill any animals or do something crazy, you know. That won't happen, but I think it's worth see it. I think it will be. I love the energy on stage, so
okay.
Everybody who likes energy is welcome.
Okay, so
join in.
I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Yeah.
Are you coming?
Yeah
cool.
Sure. Yeah.
Cool. Yes.
So thank you guys.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Torej, to je bil intervju Radio Študent z zasedbo Sex Jams, ki nastopa danes v Menzi pri koritu. Intervju sem pa pripravil Peter Recer.
Intervju Radio Študent.